This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Brian Falchuk, he is a best-selling author, a speaker, and a life coach. He's going to talk with us today. He's faced some major adversities, and he's learned how to overcome them and achieve. From obesity to running marathons, from career struggles to success as a CXO, from watching illness threaten his family to finding lasting health, he's been through many lessons. You know, I like to learn from people who have actually tried and true, been through things that they talk about. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dark.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I am up in the Boston area where it's very cold. We'll leave it at that.
It is cold, yes. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your background. I want to get to know you and give us some highlights of your story, and you can start as far back as you'd like to.
Yeah. So, I mean, my story does start pretty far back. Almost 40 years ago, I was a 5-year-old kid, pretty happy. And then all of a sudden I wasn't. Like a lot of people, my parents were getting divorced. And I was the youngest of the youngest of four. And there was a dog too, so maybe that was the fifth. As that young of a kid, I really didn't understand what was going on, and I didn't understand the emotions that I was facing. But there was one really basic child's need that I wasn't having met, and that was the need to feel like everything was going to be safe and okay, because kids can't do that for themselves. And I didn't understand that, I still had a need to fulfill it. And it's not like I could talk about it with my parents, because I was 5. I was gonna be like, mom, I'm having some emotional distress right now based on the divorce. And their hands were full. Like I said, there were 3 other kids in the house and the dog. Soon there was a cat as well. Like, there's a lot going on.
Just keep adding to the complexities, right?
Yeah. I think we had a rabbit at one point.
Wow.
My brother liked weird animals. So there'd be, like, there was a crocodile, a caiman, like, anyway.
Those are ones that don't really give affection back to, right?
Not so much.
So that doesn't help at all.
Yeah. That's a whole other show. We shouldn't, let me pull it back. But, I've got this anxiety that essentially the sky is going to fall. And as a little kid, I couldn't do anything about it. And so I turned for comfort to food, because it's always there. It never says no. It's always good. It's not like arguing and moving out or any of the things that I was seeing around me. And I gained weight really, really fast. Between 5 and 6, I went from being a normal, skinny, smiley little kid to an obese, depressed, unhappy kid who was basically just staying at home trying to plot the next time I could go sneak some food where people wouldn't see. And it just got worse because, I wasn't dealing with the root cause of it. So I'd go off and eat to try to fill that hole, and it would fill it for a few minutes, and then the hole would be there again, and I'd eat some more.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.